reading this passage from Luke 2 this morning, so I thought I'll read it. Luke 2 from verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they'd seen him and spread the word concerning all that had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they'd been told. Let's all pray together. Lord, we want to thank you for this very special day. I guess for all of us it has very special meaning of our childhood and the excitement in our families and the gifts that we received. And Lord, as we want to think this morning about your gift to us, we want to pray, Holy Spirit, that you be here and open our hearts to you, Lord, in the wonder of your gracious giving and your great goodness to us. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I guess if there's one word that we that we hear all the way through the Christmas season, it's the word gift. We spend several days or even weeks frantically searching for gifts. We have people who come to us and say, what kind of gift can I get for you? We spend a lot of time looking for the right gift at the right price. I wonder if you've ever received a gift that is a series of gifts within a gift. I heard of this person once who received a gift from a friend. They were expecting a really big gift, actually, and they got a pair of gloves. You know, unwrapped them, and how nice. And as they put their hand into the gloves, they found they couldn't get their fingers in the glove holes. So they turned the glove inside out, and here inside each of the fingers of the glove, the person giving them the gift had rolled up and put a $5 bill in each of the fingers of the glove. And this morning I want to talk about a number of gifts that have been wrapped up in God's amazing gift to us, because Christmas is really about God's gracious giving of himself. That it's the wonder that God, who created the universe, loves us so much that he would enter into our space, into our humanity, in the person of his own son. But with the coming of Jesus on that first Christmas, there were a whole lot of gifts wrapped up in the one big gift. And so I want to talk briefly this morning about a few of those. And it was the angels talking to the shepherds out on the hillside that first Christmas who told them about these gifts. And the first one, you can imagine what it must have been like for the shepherds out there on the hillside looking after their sheep. Dark and so on, and suddenly this light blazes all around them and they see this amazing sight, which probably no human had ever seen before, of this amazing glimpse of the glory of God, of these angelic beings all around. And I don't know what your first reaction would have been. I mean, awe, I guess, and amazement. But the angel spoke to them and said, "Don't be afraid." And that's gift number one, as far as Christmas is concerned. God would want to say to us, "Don't be afraid." Do you know that the expression "don't be afraid" occurs 365 times in the Bible? As has been pointed out, one for every day of the year. It's like God is wanting to get a point home to us. Don't be afraid. Now, why would the angel, when God is about to invade our space, to enter our humanity, why would the angel say, "Don't be afraid"? Well, here's my guess about why it is. It's because when we hear about God, we get afraid. I mean, have you noticed in conversation, if someone drops God, you're having a standing around having a conversation with people, and someone drops God into the discussion, people tense up. You know, what's coming next? Is this guy a religious freak? What's he going to come out with? And what's this mean for me? And I think naturally when we think about God, we are afraid. And so God wants to say to us over and over again, and this is the first gift of Christmas, don't be afraid. I purpose good for you. I don't purpose harm for you. I love you. I love you so much that I want to share your human experience with you. And if you ask the question, why did God come as a little baby? I guess part of the answer is, who's afraid of a baby? And God enters our humanity not as a military ruler or someone with power and all the trappings of power, but as a tiny, defensive, highly vulnerable little baby. Who's afraid of a baby? And God is wanting to say to you, this Christmas, here's my first gift to you. When you look at life, you look at the challenges of life, you look at what it's all about, don't be afraid. You don't need to be afraid. A lot of people go through life fearful and anxious. What's it all about? And God is wanting to say to us through Christmas, because of his great love to us and the gift of his son, hey, I want to get your attention. You don't need to be afraid. That's the first gift that came this Christmas. The second gift, the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. And that's the second gift, good news of great joy. I think if you look at Christmas and the way we celebrate it in the Southern Hemisphere, it is no longer a time of good news of great joy, it's a time of bad news of great stress. And I've noticed now they're even putting commercials on the television to explain to us how not to get stressed about Christmas. Now, Christmas was designed for the Northern Hemisphere, I'm sure of that. It's much, you know, for those of us who've lived there, you know, it's much more sane. The kind of the academic year ends around about May, and the summer holidays are in the middle of the year. But you come to the Southern Hemisphere, and everything happens at the end of the year. The schools end, and the university ends, and the summer holidays begin, and Christmas arrives, and New Year, and everything happens all at once. And I suppose it's I'm getting old, but year by year, it seems to me, the stress level in society goes up one notch higher. And now they're having to tell us on the television the steps to take not to get stressed. You know, what's next? So for those of you who are stressed, you've come to the great day and you're just so exhausted and so wasted that you think, oh, I can't wait for today to be over. There's a message for you. And Christmas isn't about bad news of great stress. It's about good news of great joy. God does not actually purpose that we go through our lives feeling wasted, feeling stressed out, but that we experience His good news of great joy. I mean, have you found it? It seems the more festive we become, the bigger the Santa parade comes, the more decorations that festoon the cities, the more stressed people get. And it's actually a negation of what the whole thing's about. Forget all that stuff. It's about good news. God loves you. God purposes good for you. This is a day, good news of great joy. And then there was a third gift. The angel said to them, don't be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. You know, the Jews, of course, were convinced that when the Messiah came, he was going to be for them. This was going to be a nationalistic movement. And when Jesus came, it blew the doors off, because here, And the Messiah, when he finally came, was for all peoples. I think that's got a powerful message for us today. It was a message of reconciliation, really. And Christmas is a time for reconciliation. Christmas is a time to break down barriers. Christmas is a time to build bridges. And Christmas is a time to restore relationships. This may be the time of the year when you need to go to someone with whom you have an estranged relationship and to say, hey, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? That's what Christmas is about. Good news to all the peoples. This is a time of reconciliation and togetherness. Now, I know for some people, Christmas gets to be a very tense time because you've got to spend your time with the relatives with whom there are unresolved issues. And maybe this Christmas, because of the good news that God wants to impart to us, this Christmas could be the circuit breaker on the unresolved conflicts in your life. And that the love that God demonstrated to us that first Christmas, the joy and the peace that he wants to bring, could actually be a circuit breaker in broken relationships that you're experiencing. That's why we need the love of God. Because human love runs out. And this is the time. What better time in the year to receive the love of God? I don't know if you've seen the Peanuts cartoon, where Lucy says to Charlie Brown, Charlie, it's Christmas. Why don't we bury our differences and forgive each other and get along with each other? And Charlie Brown says to her, it sounds like a good idea to me. Why are we only going to do it now, this season, this time of the year? Why don't we get on with each other all the year? And Lucy says to him, what do you think I am, some kind of fanatic? But Christmas at least can be a starter if you've got these relationship breakdowns. What a wonderful day to celebrate Christmas. I'm sorry, because God has come to us. And he's saying to us at Christmas, look, I'm not holding your evil against you, the wrong that you've done. I'm not holding it against you. I love you so much that I'll come and demonstrate my love to you. So that was the third wonderful gift. And the fourth one, the angel said to them, don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For today a Savior is born to you. That Greg was showing us here before. A Savior is born to you. It's been said that if our greatest need had been for education, God would have sent an educator. And if our greatest need had been for technology, God would have sent a scientist. And if our greatest need had been for money, he would have sent an economist. If our greatest need was for pleasure, he would have sent an entertainer. But our greatest need is for forgiveness. And so he sent a Savior. I heard from a fellow who was a lifeguard on the beach over the summer. And he was saying how, you know, if you swim out to rescue someone, it can be very, very difficult if this person is in real danger in the water and they've convinced themselves they're going to save themselves. And they thrash around. And he said that you've really got to leave them to the point that they're starting to go under. And at that point, they've come to the conclusion, hey, I can't save myself. And at that point, you can actually save them. And I thought, what an amazing illustration of our human predicament. So many of us get so uptight and so stressed with life and so angry and so upset. You know why? Because we're trying to save ourselves. And we're trying to do what only God can do. And we're trying to do what God purposes to do for us. And if you want to say, well, look, I'm going to go through life, and I'm going to save myself by my own efforts, and you know that your life has come to a difficult place, and you say, well, don't hand me this stuff about God, I'm going to find my own way out of this, I'll save myself. I mean, if you want to, go ahead and get more tense and more uptight and more angry, your choice. But what God says and what the message of Christmas is about is we don't need to do this. We don't need to be like this. That God comes and he purposes to bring a Savior. So Christmas is about a gift. It's about the most amazing gift that that God could ever give us, the gift of his Son who comes to tell us that we don't need to go through life being afraid. That life can be a celebration of joy and of reconciliation because this Jesus has come to save us. So here's this amazing gift. I heard about a fellow who received a gift one Christmas and never got around to opening it. And he put it away somewhere and the years rolled by. And apparently, this is a true story, 49 years later, he found the gift he'd never opened. And he opened it, and 49 years later, he found what it was. Now, if I gave you a gift this Christmas, and you received it with great joy, and you went away, and 3 months later, I came to you and said, because you hadn't said anything about it, you see, and I said, well, did you enjoy the gift? And you said, oh, it was wonderful. What did you think of it? Well, to be quite honest, I never got around to opening it. And I said, you what? And I'd go away thinking you were seriously mentally impaired. Gifts are for receiving and opening, unpacking. And you know, the sad thing about this Christmas is that you could come through here and you could sit through all this stuff and you could hear about God's wonderful gift of his love for you. The God purpose is good for you. And you could put it to one side and you could say, okay. And you could never unpack the gift. And so you could go away and you could spend the rest of this year or next year trying through your self-effort and your energy and trying to find what life's all about and all this kind of thing. And getting more anxious and fear-ridden when all the time God is wanting to say to you, hey, I've got this amazing gift for you, my Son, who loves you, who purposes to enter your life, to bless you, to give you hope and joy. That's God's gift for you. Are you going to unpack it? Or are you going to say, thanks very much? I mean, if I did that to your gift, you'd think I was a wally, right? And it's a strange thing. But it's a strange, strange thing that God, out of his great love for us, you think if he had a gift for us, he'd put us in the corner and say, right, this is for you, whether you want this or not, and you are going to open my gift. But he's so gracious to us, and he says, here's my gift. And when you're ready, you can unpack this gift of my love, and you can discover how wonderful it is, and how it can bring hope and joy into your life. Let's all pray together. Lord, you could have left us to our own efforts. But instead of that, you came and you entered our space. You come and shared in our humanity. And you say to us, don't be afraid. And you've demonstrated the reality of this by giving us the gift of your Son. Some of us, Lord, have never really received this gift into our lives. Not really. We've kind of heard the story. We've heard about the gift. But we've never unpacked it for ourselves. And so, Lord, I'd like to pray for us who are here this morning, Lord. That there might be some of us, Lord, who would be able to take the first steps of starting to unpack the gift and receiving your love into our hearts. Because, Lord, you've given this gift to us. It's now our opportunity, possibility of taking this and unwrapping it and receiving the gift of your love into our own hearts. And Lord, if we're ready to do this, give us the grace just to invite you, Lord Jesus, to enter our lives and to come with your love and to drive out our fear and to help us to put our trust in you and experience the wonder of Christmas. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you're a visitor here this morning and you haven't really ever embarked on this journey of really becoming a follower of Jesus for yourself, we'd like to give you a gift. When you leave and you go out in the foyer there, there'll be a lady out there named Gloria. And we've got a little booklet we'd like to give you. It's called Why Christmas? And it's just it's a little explanatory book about why Christmas, of what it's all about. So if you've come and this morning we'd like to give this to you. So if you'd like to look out for her, she'll just be there in the foyer and she'd be delighted to give this to you. It's a gift from us here. And if I don't happen to see you when you're leaving, God bless you and have a real Merry Christmas.